الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah wabarakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm going to start this class a little bit different, because normally I have an introduction, but this time around I won't have the introduction because we have a lot to unpack, talking about some of the creations of Allah. And I want you all to, this is going to mainly come from chapter 16, the first verse through the 23rd verse or so, and then we're going to go to the 65th verse and on if we have enough time. But I want you all, this is your homework, that you're going to read chapter, the first, matter of fact, the whole thing of chapter 16 of the Quran. Now, follow along with me, turn to chapter 16, and in the first verse it says, and I am not an expert in the interpretation of Quran explanation of the Quran. I'm just giving you all something to think about when you read through the various verses in Quran. Again, chapter 16. And the first one, Allah says, Allah commanded commandments has come. So do not. Really be in a hurry or to hurry it on. Glory be to him and exalted be he above shirk, meaning associate partners with Allah, like some people do. They associate partners with Allah, trees, birds, whatever it is that they create with their own hands, and they worship it instead of worshiping Allah. And Allah also mentioned about the commandments of Allah that we do not hurry them on, because in the past, what would happen is a lot of the people would say, if you are telling to the prophets and the leaders, they say, if you're telling the truth, then make so and so happen, or tell Allah to destroy us, or show us some proof that what you're saying is the truth. So these would call all the prophets crazy. And for the most part, they would say to the various prophets to tell Allah to go ahead and hurry things on. We really don't want Allah to hurry things on, because if Allah go ahead and do what he said he's going to do, he's going to do things in his own time when he's ready for us to be in front of Allah, naked, uncircumcised, and to pass judgment on each and every one of us. And it's going to be, for some of us, it's going to be a terrible day. And for many of us, it will be a great joy, a great joyful day. And we get on that day to go to paradise. And that's all in the hands of Allah. Again, Allah's commandment has come. So do not seek to hurry it on. Glory be to him and exalted be he above shirk, meaning associated partner with Allah, that they practice. Also, Allah mentioned in the second verse, he said, he sends down his angels with inspirations of his command to whom he pleases of his servants, saying, warn the people that there is no one else worthy of worship except me. Therefore, fear me. And Allah mentions over and over again these very important verses. Don't associate partners with Allah. Don't worship other things along with Allah or in place of Allah. And then he sent down the angels with inspiration, with warning unto the people, and warn the people that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. So we also should fear Allah. Allah is the only. Allah just means, you go to one of my previous episodes, Allah just means Almighty God. And you, as my students, you pretty much know this. You've been with me for a while, been my students for a while, and you know this. Those who are new, you can always open up the Quran and read these verses for yourself and ask Allah to give you the understanding of what the verses meant. And again, Allah mentioned about shirk, associating partners with him. And he said, he has created the heavens and the earth, Samawati wa Ard, to manifest the truth. Exalted be he above the shirk they practice. So these first verses is mentioned about don't practice shirk. That's S-H-I-R-K. Do not set up partners with Allah. We're not to do that. And Allah created all of the heavens, and he also created the earth in which we live. And we're going to later on get some to learn about some of the benefits of the heavens and also of the earth. And Allah mentions about the creation of us. He said, he created man from a drop of sperm or semen, yet he is an open contender. Allah created us. We didn't create Allah. So we're going to fight with Allah. We're going to go in the opposite way of what Allah says us to do. Allah said, kun or kun fayakun, be, and it is. That's it. And so he made us, he created man out of a single semen. And then he created many men and women. We started with Adam and his wife Eve, or Hawa, and from them came many men and women. Then during Noah's time, he destroyed all of the people that did not worship Allah. 950 years, Noah went to the people and was explaining to the people, worship Allah, and they refused to do so. So he destroyed everyone, drowned them all, instead of people and animals who were on the ark, who were on this like large boat. And then they were the ones, and the animals were the ones to do what? To make more animals. And then the humans that were on the ark, they were able to make more human beings. And that's our relationship. We have a mother and a father, which is Adam and wife Eve. And then after that, then we have, of course, we had that relationship with Noah and the people who were on the ark with him, or the big ship with him. And that Allah made us, and we should not be an open contender or fighting against Allah. As you said in those first verses, don't commit shirk, no associated partner with Allah. It's clear what we're not supposed to do as human beings. Nothing is greater than Allah. Allah is the greater. Muslims say, you hear this all the time, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar means God is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. There's none worthy of worship except Allah. There's none greater than Allah. And so Allah also, he made man. And then he created cattle, which provides clothing, food, and other benefits from the cattle. And so we know this. Anywhere in the world where you have cattle or different animals, they really are, for the most part, subservient to us. I'm going to get into that a little bit more. I should be able to get to those verses. They're subservient to us. They're basically to serve us as food for us, clothing for us, and other benefit we get from the cattle. And this is all the creation of Allah. He created man first. First he told man not to worship or associate partners with Allah. Then he created man with a single semen. Then after that, he created the cattle and other animals and the like in order to serve us as our for clothing we wear, for food that we eat, clothing that we wear to keep our bodies warm. Or sometimes we might use the skin from the animal to cover the tents. So this is what people do. I know there might be some people that they love animals, don't kill animals, don't eat animals, but I'm just telling you what Allah says pertaining to animals, which is we use them. He created animals for clothing and for food and for other benefits. And also Allah mentions in the next verse, and he says, how pleasant they look unto you when you bring them home in the evening and drive them in the pasture in the morning. And so again, Allah just talking about the cattle again, and that they bring some joy to us, and we bring them home. Well, not us, but those people who are cattle ranchers and the like. They bring them home in the evening, and then they take them out to the pasture during the day so they can eat. They can roam around and do what cattle do. And again, once they're to a point of fattening up and that kind of thing, then we take them and we slaughter them in the name of Allah, and then use it for clothing, and we use it for food for our own survival. And so I want to mention that the animals also, and it says in another verse, they carry your heavy loads to far off towns that you could not otherwise reach without painful toil. Indeed, your Rabb, meaning your Lord, is kind and merciful. So these animals also work for us. They carry our burdens. They carry our heavy loads. We as human beings, we don't have the strength to carry the heavy loads for long distances of mountains and in the foothills and that kind of thing. And so Allah created those animals, camels and others, that they are basically horses and the like. They basically work for us and for our benefits. Some farmers, they used to use animals to turn over their soil. And they will pull the plow behind them and use it. Now they have various machines to do so. And some people may still use animals for farming. And it goes further to say in the same chapter, He has also created horses, mules, and donkeys for you to ride and put on shows. And He has created other things which are beyond your knowledge. And so again, Allah created the horses, the mules, and the donkeys for us to ride, and also we're using them to carry our loads from this town to that town. Also to plow our fields. Those who still use the animals to do so, and the horses, donkey, cows, and whatever you use, and you also eat them, or you might use people may use oxen or some other animal to pull their plows. And Allah knows best, but they're basically here to serve us. We don't abuse them. I had an episode where I talk about not abusing animals, and we're not to do that, but they are there. We treat them kindly and be gentle towards them and feed them and let them go and run around and those kind of things, and don't be harsh to them and abuse them and always beating on them, or they become not malnourished. That's not what we do to animals, because we have to go before Allah. And we had, and Allah can see, He might even have an animal speak against you, or what your hands did towards that animal. Your eyes saw, what your ears heard, so that, or your feet did with your feet talking on their own, that you used to kick the animal or stomp on the animal. So be very, very careful about how we treat the animal, because Allah created them so they'll be able to serve us. Allah also said in that same chapter, it is up to Allah to show the right way when there exists some crooked ways. If Allah wanted, He could have guided you all. But Allah gave us the choice. And basically he gave it to various other creation of His, and He asked, do you want this choice? Do you want to have the choice? And rest of creation said, no, I don't want having choices. But man's the one that took on and said, yeah, we want choices. And so, all right, then Allah gave us a choice. We all have this path we're on. And so we have to go down the right road, or we go down the wrong road. Some of us go down a crooked road, and some of us are crooked way, and some of us go to the right way and ask Allah to guide us towards the right way. And so I want you all to ponder on some of the things I'm saying to you. And of course, some of the things I'm saying, it may be directly applicable to you. Or it may be one of those things you say, no, it doesn't seem to be what I am or what I'm about or not interest of me. So you take from what I'm saying that pertains to you, and you can leave the rest alone. That's your choice. Or maybe the rest that you leave alone, maybe you could advise someone else. This is what Allah says, so you should not doing that thing. Allah created animal for our service, so don't abuse the animal. Don't do that at all. So let me move on, my beautiful students. Also, Allah says in the 16th verse, it is He who sends down water from the sky, which provides drinking water for you, and bring forth fodder, to pasture for your cattle. In other words, Allah used the water to a land that is dry, or land that has drought, and he brings greenery to it. And then so our cattle or the animals that we eat can eat that greenery, a pasture in that greenery. Also, He brings down the water from the sky so that we'll be able to drink the water, because our body is made up of mostly water, and we need water to survive. And so we have to keep that in mind that, yes, Allah made this water to help us to survive, and we thank Allah for that. And Allah also mentioned, with it He grows, meaning the water, with it you grow crops, olives, date plants, date palms, grapes, and every kind of fruit. Surely there is a great sign in this for those who think. And I pray that my students are thinkers, and that Allah makes the rain come down, and that we can grow the various crops. Corn, which of course He's saying, not mention everything that we grow and we eat. Corn, vegetables, fruits, whatever, grapes, cherries, whatever we eat, there's a lot of that nourishment is coming from the sky, which is the rain, to nourish, to also give us something to drink as human beings, also to bring some nourishment to the plants, and also some nourishment to the animals. These are all some of the blessings from Allah. So again, the first part we said about shirk, staying away from shirk. What did I say that was? Associating partners with Allah. And then also that we were made from semen. And then the other things that I mentioned about the Allah made the cattle that we can eat, and we can make clothing and that sort of thing with the cattle, and also to carry our burden. And so I'm gonna move on to the next thing, and that Allah said He has subjected you to service the night and the day, the sun and the moon. Likewise, the stars also serve you by His command. Surely there are signs in this for people who use their common sense. Because at one time, before navigational products, people would sail the seas or on the land by looking at the stars. The North Star, whatever it is, because the constellations are up there in the sky, to know where they are or how they're headed. Even sometimes when those of you who know about slavery here in America years ago, when African Americans were brought from Africa to America as slaves. And so some of the slaves, when they escaped from their masters, they would utilize the sky. They would look for the North Star and basically follow the North Star towards the north. Because the south was really where most of the problems, they were talking about slavery and that kind of thing. It was mainly in the south of southern states in America. And then they moved, and other places in the world too. It wasn't just America. Other places, they had the same thing. And you know who I'm talking about, and you know who you are. And so it's not just America. And so the slaves escaping, they will follow the stars or the moon or whatever, and get to their destination. And so Allah has a sun, and the sun doesn't outshine the moon, and the moon doesn't outshine the sun. The sun is there for when it's up in the air. Most of us are working. And then when the moon is in the air or in the sky, most of us are sleeping to get ready for the next day. And so Allah has all these things subservient to us to help us as mankind. And we need to thank Allah for these things that he's given to us. Could give very well not give any of these things to us, but we have to be the ones that make sure that we thank Allah for this. Also, Allah, he also has subjected the sea unto our service, that you may eat fresh meat therefrom, and that you may bring out of it its ornaments to wear, like pearls and that kind of thing. And you see that the ships, also you're talking about the ships sail the sea, and has done all of this that you may seek his bounty, and so that you may pay thanks to him. And so we see that what we eat the meat from the sea. All kinds of meat we eat from the sea, octopus and squid and fish and salmon and like. Many of us eat the fish and all that come from the sea, or crabs and lobster that come from the sea. And so also we wear some of the jewelry down there. Those people who go and they open up a clam, whatever, and they find and that's where the pearls are, and pearls cost a nice little bit of money. Real pearls, and people wear pearls around their neck. And so I just wanted to remind us that what these ayahs are saying, these are all creations of Allah, and that they're subservient to us as mankind. Now let me tell you another thing that Allah made subservient to us. He has set mountains on the earth. At least it should move away with you. He also made rivers and roads so that you may find your way. And so Allah has made these things at our disposal. As a matter of fact, if you read about mountains and the science of mountains sort of keeps the earth balanced. And so that's a very beautiful thing. Mountains, people like to climb up the mountains and get to the top and plant their flags and that kind of thing on a mountain. These are the things that that people do. And so also Allah, he also made rivers so we can cross rivers and of course fishing rivers, that kind of thing, and also a road so we may find our way. And so these are some of the other creation of Allah. And likewise made landmarks and the stars, as I mentioned before, for guidance. And I mentioned these other things to you before. And it is then he who created all this, like one who cannot create. Why don't you understand that Allah created all this? He created all this for mankind. For men, women of the understanding that all came from Allah. And then also in another verse Allah mentioned is that if you want to count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to remember them. Surely Allah is forgiving, most merciful. We cannot count the blessings and the favors that Allah has done for us. All the various blessings, and these are just some of the ones I mentioned. I'm not mentioning every single blessing that Allah has given us. Even the air that we breathe is a blessing from Allah. The fact that we are alive, our hearts are beating, also a blessing from Allah. And so we have to recognize who the blessing come from. And no man made these things that I mentioned. None of these things that I mentioned is a man-made thing. All these things come from Allah, from that one source, the one that created the heavens and the earth and all that's in between. And also Allah, he knows on what we conceal and he knows what we reveal. Allah knows, he knows everything. We can't hide anything from Allah, and Allah also knows what we reveal. So please, my beautiful students, keep that in mind. Okay, it said another ayah, another verse. It says, those whom they invoke besides Allah have created nothing, but are themselves created. So keep that in mind, that those who worship other things, know that these things can't create anything. Let's go for example, Ibrahim. And he used to work with his father. He never liked working with his father. His father made the best idols, I guess, in town. So he would have Ibrahim do the same thing, but Ibrahim wasn't really feeling that too much. Wasn't liking that too much. These are something that created with their own hand, and then they create nothing. They can do nothing for any of us. It's like you have some people, they might even worship propane tanks or worship animals or whatever it is. I'm not getting into who's doing this, who's doing that. I'm not getting into that. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here just to tell my students about what Islam is and what Islam believes and what Islam and what Islam is not. Allah also he mentioned they are dead, not living. They do not even know when they will be raised to life again. These human beings, a lot of them die. People might worship this person or whatever, and then this person, the person die. And they do not know when they will be raised up again, or back to life again. Only Allah knows that. Allah will wake us from our sleep. Or we're those people who are receiving torment in the grave, Allah will whatever Allah does there, and then they stand before Allah and get judgment. They will receive torment in the grave, then they have to stand before Allah, and then if Allah does not forgive them, then they may receive more torment, more torment in the hellfire. And so we want to be away from that. We don't want that to happen. And what I'm talking about is true. You may say, oh, man, you don't know what I'm talking about. Imam, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm just delivering a message to you about what Quran say, and you can read it for yourself and ask Allah to open up your heart and understand what is being said and what you are reading. It is also mentioned in the same chapter. It says, your God is one God. As for those who do not believe in the hereafter, they have faithless hearts and are puffed up with arrogance. So I hope that this is not describing any of my students, that you are one of the ones that have faithless hearts and are puffed up with arrogance. And you do not believe in the hereafter, as I mentioned before, and that you do believe there are hereafter, and that you will be going before your Lord. And that's each and every one of us. This thing will happen to all of us. I want to mention to you all a couple more things, and then I will stop. And again, Allah says, Allah sends down water from the sky, and with it gives life to the land as it has been dead. This Quran is being sent to serve the same purpose. Surely in this example, there is a sign for those who listen. Like you have a land with no life to it, Allah sends down a rain and life comes to it. Just like that. And Allah sends down the Quran to really basically a lifeless body. You may feel, yes, I'm alive. I'm not dead. It's likely if it's not full with Quran or understanding of Allah, or love for Allah, loving what Allah loves and hate what Allah hates. And so therefore you want to be the Quran, to be that moisture you need to grow. Like the land needs moisture from the sky, from the rain from the sky, in order to grow, and the pastures to grow vegetables or green grass or whatever, so that cattle could eat it. And so you want the same thing to happen to you, is that you want to read Quran, and you also want to be a person to read Quran, and you go from being dead, and you go to being alive. And so at this point, my beautiful students, I'm going to stop. I can read on, but instead of me reading on and talk more about these various lessons, I want you, it's going to be your homework. I want you to read the whole chapter 16. Now, we don't have a class right now. You can tell me what you read. We can go back and forth. But I'm going to go on your honor that you're saying to me, yeah, Imam, I'm going to do that. I'm going to read all of chapter 16 and ask Allah to open my heart to what he is being said, what is being said in it. So I get an understanding who the creator is and not to worship the creation of the creator. So my beautiful students, again, hopefully you got some more knowledge and understanding from the Quran. And if you want more information about Islam, you go to Why Islam. You go to also to learn more Islam, go to the International Online University or American Open University, and I like to mention Embrace. Revert.org, very excellent organization, beginning organization that will be able to, those of you who are at the beginning are learning about Islam and want to know more about Islam, you go to Embrace Revert.org, and that's EmbraceRevert.org. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class, and I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.